Welcome to the Under Construction Podcast with me, Martin Williams. Here we talk about how to build or rebuild your life one step at a time. Let's get to work. And welcome to the Under Construction Podcast. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. All the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast with an S on the end. Today, I wanted to talk to you about this subject of not working for money. Now, that's going to come off pretty counterintuitive to a lot of people, and I can understand that, because when I first heard that saying and that idea, I felt the same way. But I'm going to explain what I mean and what you should be working for. Now, when I first heard the term don't work for money, it was from this book entitled Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And many of you may know about this book. You may have read it, may have heard about it. The author is Robert Kiyosaki. He is a big time speaker. He is someone who has been a speaker for over 20 years. He also has gone into some personal development. And he's, he's doing a lot of really cool things online. I really like him a lot. I don't agree with 100% of the things that he says, but he's pretty spot on about a lot of stuff. And he really foresees a lot of things that happen. He foresaw the stock market crash of 2008. He has foreseen a lot of what we're going through now as far as a recession and everything else. So, for the most part, I agree with a lot of what he says. So Kiyosaki wrote this book about his rich dad and poor dad. And basically his rich dad, his natural father, was a government employee, someone who had spent his whole career working for the government of the state of Hawaii. And he did everything that many of us were taught to do, certainly 40 and over, I should say. We were taught to get a safe, secure job, find a good job, and try to retire there if you can, but certainly work there as long as you can so you can build up a pension and so you can enjoy your retirement and all of that. That's what most people, like I said, 40 and over were taught. And there are certainly a lot of people under the age of 40 who were taught the same thing. Especially if your parents and or grandparents went that same route. But what Robert Kiyosaki talks about, he says, you know, that is really an outdated concept because, for one, a lot of companies don't have pensions anymore. They've put you basically into a 401k or a 403b, which means that your retirement goes up and down with the stock market. Now, you know, you can obviously choose stocks that are less volatile, stocks and bonds that are less volatile than the actual stock market. Many advisors have said that if you tie your retirement to an index fund, that by the time you do retire, you'll be, you know, fairly well off. You know, that combined with Social Security, you'll do just fine. But my point in all this, I don't want to get too far off track here, is that, you know, Robert Kiyosaki talked about his rich dad, who was basically a business owner, someone who owned real estate, someone who owned several businesses, and he ended up having a lot more money than his poor dad, which was his natural father, right? So Kiyosaki's whole book is basically about learning how to be more of an investor, more of a business owner, and less of an employee, because as an employee, your time is tied to money, okay? Now, most of us understand this. This is pretty simple concept. But the big takeaway from Rich Dad, Poor Dad is that the rich don't work for money, okay? The rich work for assets that make money, right? So you build assets, you build an asset, you build a company, you build a product, you buy a piece of property, improve it, rent it out, and that asset is what pays for your life, okay? So that is not necessarily a hard concept to master, and many people have done it. There are obviously some barriers, you know, especially if you don't have any money to buy an asset, it can be a challenge, right? But my point in that is that he was saying that the rich don't work for money. So that was the first time I heard that term, okay? And then I realized that the Bible talks about the same thing in two different places. It says that in the New Testament, in the book of John, it says that not to work for the food that perishes, right? So don't work for food that you eat, which, again, seems counterintuitive, right? But to work for the food that endures to everlasting life or eternal life. So what does that mean? That means basically not to work for natural things, but to work for a higher level of reward, right? Don't work for a natural reward. Work for a higher reward, right? And that higher reward, what I've determined over the years to mean is wisdom, right? Work for wisdom. Work for things that don't perish, right? You can write a book today, and that book can be read 200 years from now, okay? 300 years from now. It can be read eternally because wisdom doesn't die, right? It always lasts. I mean, some of my favorite books are at least 60, 70, 80 years old. Okay, that's the beauty of wisdom, right? So you should work for wisdom. You should work to learn and grow. When you work for money and work strictly for money, that's not very fulfilling, right? Because once that money's gone, then, you know, your time is gone, right? You spent your time working for that money. So what do you have left? Like, once the money's gone and the time is gone, you don't have anything left, right? But if you learn something along the way, right? If you learn and take away something that makes you better, then you have that to take with you even when the money is spent and the time is spent, and you can go and put that knowledge to work. Because really, the whole point of wisdom is for it to bring you money. The whole point of wisdom is to make you rich, right? Because that's how money comes. Money, if you seek money directly, you're not really going to get all the money that you can possibly get. But when you seek wisdom, right, that wisdom goes and gets the money. Okay, give you a perfect example. I do websites, right? I build websites, and you know, I'm able to do that for people. Now, if I didn't know what I was doing, then I couldn't get people to work with me, right? I couldn't get people to get me to build their website. But the more that I build my websites, right, the more websites I build, the more things that I do, the better I get. And the better I get, the more of an asset it becomes. And that asset can go and get more business, right? You want to work with people that know what they're doing, okay? A person who's been in a business for 10 years and has learned more in 10 years is going to command a higher rate of return than someone who's only done it for 10 weeks or 10 days. Again, this is not hard to understand, but I think a lot of people make the mistake is that they go after money, or they go after like a natural reward instead of going after the wisdom. You want to learn everything that you can, even if it's at a job that you don't like. So you might say, well, I'm working at McDonald's, or I'm working at Walmart, or I'm working at the grocery store. I don't want to work in the grocery store for 20 years. And I can understand that. I can totally get that. But what can you learn at that grocery store that you can take to your next industry, right? You may want to change industries, but there's things you can learn at that grocery store that you can take to the next stop in your life. But you got to determine, okay, I'm not working here just to get a paycheck. I'm working to learn something that I can take to the next station in my life. And that is the higher purpose, the higher reward that we should all be working. So a lot of people make the mistake is that they strictly work for a paycheck, or they strictly work to make it to next week. I've done the same thing. I've done it for years, but I didn't really understand the bigger picture. When you understand the bigger picture, and when you understand, okay, I'm not just here to get a paycheck. I'm here to, you know, help this company further their mission and further their goals, but I'm also here to make myself better and to develop myself into the type of person that I want to be. And yes, you can do that at McDonald's. You can do that at Walmart, okay? Because no matter what job you work at, you've got to be able to manage your time. You got to be able to organize your task. You've got to be able to work with people. You've got to be able to communicate effectively, whether it's orally, excuse me, or written communication, right? You've got to be able to handle a customer. You've got to be able to resolve disputes, resolve conflicts. All of these are skills that you can take anywhere, right? So it's all about thinking bigger than where you are now. Because you might look at your paycheck and it's like, man, I need more money, right? You know, you might want to move into a better apartment. You might want to get a car. You might want to travel, you know, especially, you know, when the world starts opening back up, and, you know, you might want to pay off some debt, whatever the case may be. But you've got to focus in on, what am I becoming at this job? What am I becoming at this job? What am I developing myself into? Because if you have poor work habits, somebody can give you a lot more money, but it's not going to really help you in the long run, because, you know, companies have a habit of not really keeping people around that don't have good work habits and good work skills. So develop those working skills where you are. And even more so, if you are working and you're looking to get into entrepreneurship, you want to develop your work habits really to the point where you can make yourself do the things you need to do, and you don't need someone to remind you, or you don't need someone to motivate you. Because when you're an entrepreneur, there is nobody motivating you. You're on your own, right? Everything is totally on you, and there's nobody standing over you telling you, hey, you need to make this podcast. Hey, you need to post on social media. Hey, you need to prospect. You need to complete this course so you can create something that'll bring some money in, right? You need to do all these different things. There's no one standing over you telling you to do that. So you've got to have that work ethic in you, so when it comes time for you to go on your own, you know, it's just automatic. It's like, hey, let me get this stuff done so I can, you know, move on to the next thing. It's almost like you become a machine. And, you know, all of that is learned when you're working for, you know, that little bit of amount of money, or maybe that limited amount of money, but certainly not all that you can earn. But you got to learn what you can where you are so you can get to where you want to be. So the takeaway here is, when you go to work this week, stop thinking about the paycheck. Stop thinking about the benefits. Stop thinking about all the things that you've been working for up to this point. Start thinking about the bigger picture. Start thinking about where you want to be a year from now, 2 years from now, right? If you want to be like totally independent, totally financially independent, totally on your own, what skills do I need to hone while I'm here at this job? You know, where am I slacking in time management? Where am I slacking in organization? Where am I slacking in motivating myself to do the things that I need to do? Focus, concentration, all those things. You know, just make a list. Be honest with yourself about where you're slacking off, and then start working on those things each and every day, and start perfecting that stuff. Perfect it while you're getting a steady paycheck, and you don't have to worry so much about selling a certain amount of product to pay the bills. So that's a lot of pressure, right? Once you get out on your own and doing your own thing, you don't want to be trying to figure out those skills. You want to get those skills honed in now. So when it comes time for you to go out on your own, or when it comes time to get to the big boy job or the big girl job, you've got all this stuff squared away. You've perfected everything. Your time management is on point. Your organizational skills are on point. Your interpersonal communications are on point. Everything you need is on point, and you can just execute at the highest level. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Under Construction Podcast. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, share, and I'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to subscribe to the Under Construction Podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. For more information on Guided Expressions courses and products, go to guidedexpressions.com/products.